Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Viz Layton, host of the show, spirit of bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting. Welcome to the Comedy Arcade. This is a Christmas special.
All right.
Yes. Oh,
ho, ho. Thank God it's Christmas.
that was the conversation starter. That beautiful angel's voice you heard was Esther Manito, second year at the Christmas special.
I know. And I realised I'm wearing the same jumper.
Well, it's okay.
You can't see
the listeners can't
see. I'm so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, Esther's all wrapped up. And next to Esther, we have Riggs times seven.
Hello.
How many Riggs is your official title?
Just one.
Just one.
But on Facebook, there's three. Instagram, there's four. And on Twitter, there's seven.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So but there's not really much reason behind it. There's a band called Pigs times seven. So that's why I call it Riggs times seven.
Oh. His name's not even Riggs.
What is your name, Christopher? My
name is... Beat this out? My name is David.
Why can't people know that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm running from my past.
What's your
surname? Regan.
Oh, David Regan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I did know that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now I know. Okay. I'm putting David Regan together with Riggs. This is just happening for me.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
It was David Regan that wrote the poem.
No, because I've seen David Regan. You're on something as David Regan.
I was originally on Facebook as it.
Yes.
But then I made a new account and then I put Riggs in, but they didn't. But then they wanted a middle name and a last name, so I would put them in just same name.
Riggs.
Yeah.
That's
like
what it
when
came
Superman
about.
Takes off his glasses and is a different person.
Yeah.
I'm now connecting that the two are one.
Yeah. Oh, in honor of the Christmas special and to try and brazen to get more points, this is like a point scoring thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
I bought mince pies.
Hey, so
aww,
you know,
that's amazing.
There you
deep
go.
Filled as well.
Deep right. filled, yeah. They had icing covered ones at Sainsbury's, but I thought that was too much.
Yeah, with that's,
2 points.
That's not real.
Straight off the bat.
There you go. 2 points.
2 points straight off the bat. There.
Is he?
You'll get a third if they're nice.
Should you get points for this? Because I feel like this is again a sexual predator move. Because when a man comes up to you and goes, "Would you like some of my deep fill?"
While I massage your feet.
I can't believe that's the quickest I've ever lost 2 points in my life.
I'm just giving everyone 2 points now just to account for the clerical error.
Deep-filled mince pies. Deep-filled in you.
Mm. I'm never gonna go to the supermarket in November or December in the same way ever again.
Deep-filled mince pies. And on the subject of Christmas mince pies appropriateness, we've got the brilliant Quiz Queen, singer... All singing, all talented, all brilliant. Jenny Ryan, how are you?
Thank you.
They're looking at me now, the other two, like, why didn't I have that kind
I didn't
of
get anything.
Gassed up?
No. It was just literally, oh, we got Esther and him.
Yeah. you were on Live at the Apollo.
You were on Live at the Apollo. This is an exciting booking.
Yeah.
I resisted the urge to put out all the episodes that you were on that day, like everybody else did, when they were, like, dredging the archives. Like, we had Esther on. Open mic night 10 years ago. We're so proud of her. We're thrilled to be part of her journey.
Esther attended our school fete. It was a depressing look back on my CV.
She really did the tombola. Are people treating you differently now you've been on Apollo?
Well, it's not been out yet.
Ah, but we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
There was no note of jealousy in that. Really.
Well, on Thursday I did a gig in front of one person, so.
Did they like it?
No.
But I had to cancel a show because I only sold one ticket.
Yeah.
So it's not as if I'm...
We're all doing well. That's what, what we've learned.
Jenny, have you thought about comedy? Well, not many people know because I did it under a pseudonym, but I did do Edinburgh. And it was an art project. I will.
That's my
defense. Is that my friend challenged me? She said, "You're very funny as a person."
Okay,
which is just the worst thing, isn't it? She said, "I want to make a film. Do you think you could get a show ready for Edinburgh in 6 weeks?" Because this was like it was June, and I was like, "Yeah, why not? Let's do it."
This is amazing.
The worst idea ever. At one point, I had two people in and they walked out because they got offended by a joke about Napoleon's penis size.
Big, small? Did they think it was bigger than you? Or what?
No. It was the last straw because I'd made some jokes about heroin addiction. And they went very pale, but they were quite pale because they were a couple of very old people.
Not Napoleon.
They were looking quite grey anyway, and they were just bristling. I don't know what they expected.
I like the way Napoleon's the fine line.
But it was. Yeah. At that point, they were like, got up. And then they like chunnered on the way out. And me and Kenneth, as I called him in the sound booth, just looked at each other and went, well, there you go. Thank God I was the last show on in that venue.
Oh, Lord.
Just quietly leave and lock the door behind us.
Was that before telly? Or?
A long time before telly.
Yeah.
A long time.
So they were.
Well,
like,
I'd been
oh
on some
God,
quiz shows as a contestant. So it was, but it was quiz based.
Ah.
And I feel like after I'd done that show where I literally, it was half comedy, half actual quiz where you could win stuff. Every time I went back as a punter, there was somebody doing an extremely similar show where they were giving away basically the same prizes. I couldn't really afford good prizes, so I just gave away either a watermelon or a pineapple.
Yeah, none of us can afford prizes at Edinburgh.
And I have seen quite a few shows where the prizes are tropical fruit.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
very strange.
Started,
so I'm not saying I'm not influential in my comedy.
You can now add influencer to your Twitter bio.
Yeah.
Influencer.
I've always been an influencer. Just a bad influencer.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? So that's the panel. Presumably, you all know the rules of the game. Yes, you've played loads of times before, and you don't care, do you? You play your own game, and that's fine. Riggs, did you read your briefing note?
I glanced over them, yeah. I just thought, bring them mince pies, you'll win that way.
How's that going for you?
Well,
not well.
It started well for about 30 seconds, and then
sheer bribery.
Then your bribery, yeah, that's my whole thing.
Right, let's go then. We're going to roll the sadly... battered balls.
I hope Santa brings you a new roller.
I keep hinting. No one's going for it.
Not been a good enough girl.
There aren't enough balls in there either. I've left them all over the place. Some of them at London Podcast Festival, some of them at Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's sellotape closed. Listeners don't know that, but I've just told them, so it's fine.
Can they not see on the video?
I've not decided if it's going out yet.
Oh, all right.
So that's my choice. But you all consent.
I don't want to shatter the illusion, but we've just shattered it by saying it's held together with sticky tape and sadly bereft of balls.
It's got some balls. Like Riggs, it's got some balls.
It's fun to be the minority on the podcast, I'd say.
It doesn't happen often, try it.
It doesn't happen often enough.
I've got a lot of boxes ticked here.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's the dream. Right, weddings.
Build boxes.
Weddings. I used to work for a catering company. We did an outside wedding, but it was for some quite posh people. And the bride's parents had recently bereaved, which isn't the fun part of the story. But
important, relevant.
But
yeah.
the groom, the future husband, decided to, as a surprise, get two surprise celebrity guests to come to the wedding to like cheer her up, I guess. And
hang on, she just lost her parents.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So they employed actors to be
employed a celebrity,
not to be the parents,
a celebrity mum and dad,
but just to sort of like bring the mood up, I guess.
But who would you choose? Imagine, celebrity mum and
imagine
dad.
You walk down the aisle and then there's just like Jim Davidson,
Roy Chubby Brown, just like that.
Guess he's playing your dad today. Like, oh.
Who would I have? I don't know.
I quite like Lorraine Kelly to be my celebrity mum.
She'd be, yeah.
I think she'd definitely get you started on the booze at like 14, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
She'd be taking you down the pub.
Yeah. Pam probably. And Mick from Gavin and Stacey. They'd
yeah.
be fun.
Oh, yeah.
They'd have to remain in character the whole time.
Yeah. And Mick. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Judi Dench. I reckon she'd be quite good. Oh, yeah. I think she would have a good story and a good old drink.
Who would your celebrity parents be, Riggs?
Well, I think I'd choose the ones from this story. I don't know what the budget was for the wedding, but there was a pretty fancy wedding. But it was Keith from The Office on DJing.
Yes.
He was the DJ, the Scotch Egg guy.
Yep.
And as a cabaret performer slash stand-up comedian slash singer, it was Barry from EastEnders.
He's fantastic.
He's great.
My really friend's good. In panto with him at the moment.
Oh. No, he's really good.
I don't think they didn't brief him on the reason why that they ordered the guests.
On the app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he came out and it was quite somber. People weren't in the best of moods, honestly. Yeah. And he honestly came out and was like, I've never been to a wedding so quiet like this. Like, who died and said that? And and then kicked into Mustang Sally like immediately afterwards.
That's why he is a legendary performer.
Yeah, he just arrived, ate a slice of pizza right in front of me, got on stage, just went, "Who's died?" And was just like, "Mustang Sally," and it was amazing. It was one of the best moments of my whole life. I'll be honest with you.
He's my celebrity dad, then.
Yeah,
that's a bit mental that they didn't say the reason why you're here.
You've got to say the reason, haven't you?
You got it. Yeah, there's got to be a little bit of a consequence. Subtle briefing, like just so you know.
I think it's kind
maybe
of
maybe start with someone inside so strong. Something inside of him. Like he did at that clip of him at the bowls.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think it's kind of mad that the groom was like, I'm sorry about your parents dying. I'm going to try and make you feel better by just hiring two like kind of C-list sort of celebrities to appear.
You take that back.
I don't know who's on all the different lists, but what is Barry? Barry's, he can't be A-list, can he?
Big time. Shut up.
I don't know what list he'd be on, but...
Good question.
It'd be worse if it was like Dean Gaffney or something who doesn't have like ability to sing.
I did. Yeah. We've been talking about trains already. I did get into a spat with Dean Gaffney on a train.
Let's have it.
Oh no, it wasn't. It wasn't a real one. It was a constructed one because I'd been booked to travel first class.
Oh.
So I got into my assigned seat and then someone came along and went, I'm really sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to move to the next carriage because we've reserved this carriage for some filming for an advert. And I was like, I'd settled in. I got on the train early. I'd got my coffee. I've got my bits and bats set out. And I was a bit fuming. I was in a bad mood. So I tweeted because I looked out the window and realised the person who was appearing in the advert was Dean Gaffney. So I tweeted that I've just been moved from my seat on the train because of Dean Gaffney. And it got picked up. And after about an hour, someone shuffled down the train and said, Dean's really sorry that you had to move from your seat. Aww. And he sent you this and I had a cupcake.
I thought you said it was a poem.
Because people have bought a tray of cupcakes for him because it was his birthday. And I'd be mean about him on social media.
On his birthday.
On a train.
I just heard that he got kicked out of a club once or something. So I didn't know if maybe he was just a bit of a geese.
I can imagine back in the day. I think he's probably got a little bit more humility these days. Because, he's having to scrape by doing adverts on trains.
He is Pound Shop David Gandy, though. If you put a picture of them side by side, Dean Gaffney and the model David Gandy. They look similar, but they're not the same.
Take your glasses off.
No, honestly, no. Google it. It's a known phenomenon.
Really, I've never really thought about that. I don't know if I want.
It'll ruin
Dean. What's his name?
David Gandy.
Gandy, yeah.
Is this
the second most famous Gandhi, I think.
Yeah, he's doing adverts for those supplements.
I've never really looked at his face that much because he's always just in his underwear.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say Dean Gaffney and model in the same sentence before.
I can see it now.
Put them next to each other.
I can see it. I can see it, but I would have to take my glasses off.
Anyway. This is your opportunity to say some real nice stuff about Dean Gaffney to sort
Dean,
of move over
bless
the crack.
You. I did enjoy that cake you sent me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And the category is weddings. Honestly, look. If your wedding was like lower budget than Barry from EastEnders, you could get Dean.
That's like when people do their things where they compare people's Instagram feeds to their actual real life.
Yeah.
It's like this real life.
No
David
filter.
Gandy,
Wish.
No
filter, yeah. When you order David Gandy from Wish.
Yeah. Do you reckon you can get Dean Gaffney just to come around your house?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you could order Barry from EastEnders for your wedding, you can get Dean Gaffney
to come
to your
house. There needs to be an app for this. Yeah. Because you can get Cameo. I'm on Cameo and I charge like £30 for a little video message.
What would
there should be, and then that should scale up.
What's the weirdest one you've
had? To pop round to your house. Oh. There have been a couple I've had to decline because they've tried to make me say, well, political things, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody tried to get me to say something horrible because it was something stupid that their friend Lee O'Vradka had said. And I was like, do you think I don't know about the fact that the Taoiseach of Ireland is called Leo Varadkar? And you're just trying to get me to say something. No, go away.
I'm not going to be a meme for you, not for £30.
What would you get Dean Gaffney to do around your house if he came around?
Clean it.
just get him to do some laundry.
Nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Wonder if it's the same price as just getting a cleaner. Yeah.
Laundry or whatever it is.
Yeah. Maybe it'd be cheaper, maybe.
Who isn't sponsoring the podcast, but if you'd like to.
Well, everyone has cleaners. I don't have a cleaner, and I'm a bit annoyed about that.
I've got too much working class guilt. I keep saying I need to get a cleaner, and then I spend 2 days cleaning my flat. And
it's so embarrassing. Again. It is embarrassing when someone turns up and you're that person. Like, hello, come and clean my home because I'm an arsehole.
Yeah. I don't want to shock you.
I've left the keys under the mat.
Do you have a cleaner?
No, I don't have a cleaner. Don't want to shock you there.
You clean my house, Rick.
She'll buy you a coat.
I will work for warm clothing. That's
oh my God.
I think this is a coat, I'm going to say.
It's not. It's like a shell suit jacket.
It's a jacket.
Yeah.
It's a jacket.
And that's it's not, is it lined? I'm obsessed. This is how old I am now.
No, it's not lined. That has no warmth to it.
Oh no.
That's what I would wear if I was going jogging on top of something long sleeved.
Okay.
But we're worried not about for you.
Yeah. A warm coat. You need a proper warm coat.
Okay.
I'm livid about this.
Sad for him.
I know, because I can feel it's making me feel cold. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you're in pain. You're so cold.
I've taken my coat off in solidarity.
Yeah. Well, I was
so
raised.
I've made a mistake.
I was raised in the north. Do you know what I mean? Like quite near Newcastle. So like they have to put up signs to remind people to get dressed in
Newcastle.
You
should be better at tolerating this temperature then.
I think I'm doing all right.
You're going a bit blue.
Am I?
Yeah.
Anyway, weddings.
But don't.
Have you been to a wedding, Esther?
I have. I do have friends, contrary to everything that everyone believes about
me. You've had a wedding?
I've had a wedding, yeah.
That's the sound of me opening the pies.
She's having it. She's going deep filled. She's balls deep, deep filled.
Doing it. Happening.
Did any soap actors come to your wedding?
No. That's a massive regret of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd known that was an option.
I know. If I'd known it was an option, I would have married Dean Gaffney. I've been well all over that.
He's like, where's the groom issue?
It's sponsored by Dean Gaffney Enterprises now. He'll do anything.
Can you imagine just if you hired him to come to your wedding and then when he turned up, you were just some psycho fan going, and you're the groom. I'm marrying you, Dean Gaffney.
I reckon we could crowdfund for that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. I'd have to get divorced first, though. Oh, it's quite.
What,
a
you'd
lot.
Really want to marry Dean Gaffney?
No, I don't.
Kind of
no, I don't. No, I don't really want to marry Dean Gaffney.
Is Dean Gaffney married?
I'll find out.
Google it.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'll find out.
I imagine he's got a young hot girlfriend.
I'll find out. I'm totally
and
not
where
looking.
She lives.
I'm totally not looking on my. Dean
and does
Gaffney's
his wife think he's David Gandhi?
DG.
He's got daughters.
Weddings.
Oh, what are we supposed to tell you? Funny things that have happened at weddings?
Yeah, it's almost like you've played before. Five times.
Dean Gaffney married. Dean
Gaffney. I'm trying to think because I used to, another one of my previous careers. I've got a thousand of them. I was a wedding singer for a while.
Oh.
And I have entertained at quite a few weddings. And a lot of that process was pointing out to people how inappropriate their song choice was for the ceremony. Yeah. Have you actually listened to the lyrics of that?
My brother wanted No Woman, No Cry at his wedding.
Did he have it?
What?
Did he have No Woman,
No
Cry? No,
he went with Hey There, Delilah instead because I was like, you can't have No Woman, No Cry at your wedding, this celebration
that's,
of love.
That's stalkery though, isn't it? Because he wrote it about a female athlete that he fancied.
What? Hey There, Delilah?
Yeah, like they weren't really a thing. It was like a...
They got bottled off with piss when I saw them at the festival.
Yeah.
It was quite cruel.
Oh, yeah.
Man. that's a bit bleak. Just to let you know, Dean Gaffney's never been married, but he was in a relationship with a lady for 22 years.
Blimey.
Split in 2015.
Get in.
Wow.
You're in there.
So I'm in there.
Nice. All right, Esther. You just need to talk to your husband about it.
Yeah, I'll just fine. Sort of divorce
it's Gaffo,
out.
Isn't it?
Gaffo.
You've got to let it go for Gaffo.
Esther Gaffney.
Is it your worthy successor? Would your husband understand?
I was like, look, I'm going to leave you, but for Dean Gaffney, he'd be like, hands up.
Fair play.
That is absolute fair play.
So what was your wedding like? What did you go for? Were you cool? You seem cool.
No. But I was very young when I was like 25 when I got married. So it was all a bit what a 25-year-old wedding would be. It was a white dress and... Yeah, it was all a bit much. So I look back on it and I'm like, oh God. And also I look ridiculous in dresses. So I kind of looked a little bit, when I watched back my wedding video, I looked a little bit.
Doesn't seem very you.
No, I looked a little bit like, you know, in Planet of the Apes when Caesar first walks upright. And I just came lumbering down the aisle, all like limbs in this white frock. And it was just all a bit bleak, really. And then, yeah, I mean, it was a good piss up, but I renewed my vows after we'd been married for 10 years.
Was that the best wedding you've ever been to?
What, my vow renewal? That was good. That was good. That was much nicer. But the best wedding I've ever been to...
Or the worst.
I think the worst is probably where there was three speeches by the groom and the best men, and they all had PowerPoint presentations, and it was an incredibly hot room, and it just went on for hours.
Why would you do that?
And it was like,
who are these people?
And now beforehand to figure out, one of us gets to do PowerPoint.
And then it was like, next and slide. Now we move on to their Duke of Edinburgh Awards. I don't need to hear why these people are absolutely amazing. They're
it's not a
children.
Eulogy.
Yeah.
It's a piss up. Come on.
I think my dad talks about my GCSEs. I don't know where he pulled that from, but my friend's dad did the same. There must be a template online for like father speeches. Because
my dad.
Like, why are you talking about GCSEs, Dad? 16 was not my year.
Yeah.
My dad's speech was three words. And all he said, he stood up and he just went, I like Neil.
Oh.
Sat down and everyone was like, that's a banging speech.
That meant so much coming
weeping.
From him to Neil.
Everyone was just like, that's amazing. It was it.
He nothing
just
about went, you.
No,
you.
Oh God, no. Nothing about me.
Esther looks fine. I like Neil.
No one said anything about me, actually. I was a bit annoyed. Not even my husband.
Isn't it meant just... to be all about you? Isn't that the point?
Oh God, don't get me started. So I do stand-up comedy.
And make
fill
up
the
for...
void.
Oh, that was bleak. Right. Oh, I'm getting a bit... Oh, no, I got stuck. I was getting a bit cocky with it. Controversial Christmas opinions. It's a bauble, not a bauble.
Oh,
ball.
My goodness.
Controversial
what's
Christmas
it? It's
opinions.
A bauble, not a...
Well, it's a bauble.
It's a special,
it's a special bauble.
Bauble.
Yeah.
Not in real life, obviously. You can see them. They're all the same. But for the purposes of the listener...
I thought you said there was two ways of pronouncing it. That's what I was getting confused by.
Welsh people do put a lot of extra syllables into words that don't need to be there, but
I thought
not
saying,
in this
it's
case.
It's bauble, not a bauble.
When I was a kid, I used to get really mad at my family for not celebrating Jesus enough at Christmas. Yeah. I found Jesus on my own when I was a child. I don't come from a religious family, but I just got really into the children's Bible when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and then for a couple of years I was properly into Jesus, and I used to get really mad at my family for not talking about Jesus or praying to Jesus or going to church or anything
this
like
resonates.
That
resonates. I've been there. I've seen quite a few little kids who in the family who have gone through a little bit of a holy phase when they figure out it's a religious festival. It's not all about Santa and presents. Yeah, my little cousin getting really upset that we would say Jesus Christ as a swear. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah. Little Godfather ring.
Yeah.
Were you making your parents like take you to church and stuff? Was it that bad?
Well, no, they I kept it mostly to myself. I just...
Was it controversial, this, in the family?
I mean, it just
everyone
was...
else was Hindu. They're like... Yeah.
I come from a heavily Sikh family, yeah. no, I mean, they were quite surprised that I kept talking about Jesus so much. They were like,
Jesus,
we bought you this
hello.
Bike. And I'm like, did you buy Jesus a bike?
Maybe none of it would have happened if I had a bike to cycle off on.
Yeah.
Did you buy Jesus upon
it? You should use that. That's good. I like that.
That's the name of your Edinburgh show.
Yeah.
Did you buy Jesus a bike?
I was just really into it. I mean, my dad used to, we used to go walking at National Express, like woods and stuff like that. And I used to sit on the floor and I used to grab like things like bracken and piles of mud and be like, God is mud and God is trees. And I was kind of a strange child, I'll be honest
with
you.
Creepy
little prick. Yeah. Yeah. But it was only a phase. I've got past it now. I read some Richard Dawkins when I was 15 and, you know what I mean, moved on.
Never looked back.
Never looked back.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
That was pretty strong.
I think kids do become quite pious, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, I think they have a little phase, don't they?
Like, you're just not doing the right thing. Mm. Yeah.
When they realise that adults are fallible, which it's a really heartbreaking stage in life, isn't it? When you're, they're supposed to know everything and then they really, really don't.
And it's weird because we say, like, don't say Jesus Christ. But yet, well, it's not for a religious reason.
It's getting deep, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know where I was going with that. But for some reason, it just doesn't sound nice, does it?
Yeah, I think it's, people use it as a sort of swear word, I guess. Yeah,
a bit of blasphemy.
Yeah.
I say it a lot because I like the way it sounds.
Yeah, me.
Jesus Christ. But I mean, in children.
You know, with a little child doing that. Sounds,
My son came out of school and he just went to me today. Learned to swear, and I was like, he goes, it's really easy. So I stood in the middle of the playground, other people are looking. He goes, all you do is just put your hand up like that, put those two down, got yourself a swear.
He was helping you out. He's got nice information in you.
And I just was stood there, and like people are looking, and I'm like, right,
got yourself
can you
a
not
swear?
Got yourself a swear. I was like, can you not come out of class and just flick me the bird? And then he was going, what's the problem? And I was like, okay, well, you don't do that. That's really bad. And he was going, but you do swears. And I was like, not in front of you, I don't. So,
and also sometimes I'm paid to do them.
It's like, I find this out on my own,
but I was like, I don't swear in front of you. And then he was like, you always swear. I was like, I don't. And then he was like, you do. You're always saying, I swear to God I'm going to kill you.
Ah.
I swear to Christ that you don't get your backside down here. And I was like, oh, those are different swears.
Yeah.
He was like, so they're not like those swears. I was like, stop doing it.
So he thought you'd be well into it. You'd be like, oh, well done.
Yeah, well done. But I was like, I love the time it took to flick the bird as well. Can you imagine if you're trying to swear at someone, you're going, right.
It's those.
Which
it's those.
One is
don't
it?
Don't get the wrong one.
Yeah, don't
it?
Get that. You just got that one. Then that's a swear.
Got yourself a swear.
Got yourself a swear.
What a guy.
That'll be my next What a legend.
Yeah. Read between the lines, we used to say. Put three fingers up.
Read between the lines.
Not swearing, can't be mad, not swearing. Is that your controversial Christmas opinion?
No. I forgot that was the category.
This happens a lot.
Controversial Christmas opinion.
I'm really struggling to eat this.
I don't.
Nomming in my own ears.
Oh, talk to you, Riggs. I don't like turkey.
Oh, does anyone though?
Yeah,
so you actually like it. I mean, you're a chef.
If you
are you a chef?
I'm a chef. Yeah,
he's so a comedian, but also chef.
Yeah. When I'm being paid less than £5 to gig in Eastbourne, I'm a chef. Yeah.
Where do you?
I work for agency, so I move about all over the place. A bit like sort of Gordon Ramsay's kitchen nightmares.
So we can book you as well. I'm just booking a lot of people. Yeah. Book Dean Gaffney and Riggs.
Wow, it's gonna be a great time. Get Barry down
for the wedding.
Yeah, will you cater mine and Dean Gaffney's wedding?
Yeah, of course I will, yeah.
And if you piss me off, I will give you a swear.
Yeah. Now that you've learned what it is.
Now I know how to do one.
Yeah. Yorkshire puddings aren't traditional Christmas.
No, they don't belong in
Christmas. Yeah, I've had this conversation with a few people recently.
No.
People
they shouldn't be with anything but beef, should they? Aren't they like a beef accompaniment?
They're a beef
thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm very pro Yorkshire pudding. But
not on Christmas Day.
Not on Christmas. There's already far too much going on Christmas Day. And turkey is a huge, it's a bone of contention in our family. It's massive. Only because my stepdad has a problem with cool food.
What?
Oh, I see.
So if it's not on his plate, absolutely 100% piping hot, he says it's freezing cold.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And sulks.
Yeah.
And we've tried all these years to explain, and we've done everything. Like with the last time we did a family Christmas, I stood in the kitchen with my mum, who was like carving the turkey up, and I was soaking the plates in hot water and then drying them, so the plates were hot. And he won't listen to reason. We've even put his turkey in the microwave for him, But he's like, oh, by the time it gets to the table with everyone else, it's still cold. It's because he doesn't like gravy. If you have hot gravy, it doesn't matter the temperature of the turkey.
That is the most controversial Christmas opinion I've ever heard in my life. What? He doesn't like gravy.
He doesn't like gravy. There's a lot of stuff my stepdad doesn't like.
I don't understand the... That's mental. It's what in his mind is hot then? What is hot enough? What
like steam coming off it. Yeah.
But turkey doesn't have that capability specifically?
Or? Well, you would use gravy to warm it back up again.
Temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
But gravy is piping hot, is it?
He just has this fixation, well, particularly on Christmas Day, and he sulks as well about it.
I think if he doesn't like gravy, that's just the price he has to pay.
That's what I've come down to now. Yeah. I keep saying, if you're not going to have the gravy, then you're going to have a hot meal.
Yeah.
Deal with it. Yeah. He doesn't like the mash either. I spent hours on that mash.
What about like a cold turkey sandwich the next day? He won't be down with that.
Ugh. He'd rather warm up the turkey.
I hate turkey. Right.
Yeah. But I'm on a...
I hate turkey.
A turkey sandwich.
What do you have for your Christmas dinner?
We tend to have like a chicken and a lamb or a beef.
Chicken and lamb or a beef.
Yeah. That seems like a lot of work. Premium. That's nice.
We used to have goose growing up.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's why you don't like turkey. You've been ruined.
Yeah.
Been ruined.
But I don't like the things with turkey. It's got a funny aftertaste. It just tastes very like the way I describe it.
It just looks like.
Just like, what is she talking about?
It tastes like salmonella. What I imagine salmonella.
I don't think you've cooked that turkey right.
I imagine. There is two things that I think taste like salmonella, and eggs and turkey.
I don't like Esther's turkey either. But no.
Controversial Christmas opinion. We're not going round to Esther's for Christmas.
Yeah. Whenever I've gone around people's houses, I just don't like it.
A couple of years ago, my mum had a salmon curry on Christmas Day.
Salmon?
Salmon curry, yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, well, on Christmas Day, though.
Well, it depends. If you're not cooking for a huge family dinner, then yeah. I don't see the point of cooking a turkey.
Yeah.
Even my mum, who likes cooking, if there's just a couple of us, it's a turkey crown.
Yeah.
That's the worst bit of the turkey, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's dry, isn't it?
I think the whole thing's dry.
We're not good at cooking.
I'm living.
You need to be brining it, mate.
What?
Brining it, yeah. That's keep that moisture in. That's what it's like salt.
That's what I want to ask you.
Yeah, now that go on.
You're a chef. Chef talk.
This is what I've been meaning to ask you in the last 4 minutes. What's spatchcocking?
Oh, it's where you like...
just don't talk about...
It's where you like...
Is it food or sex?
The way you said it as well. It's lovely.
It's the way you cut a chicken, like butterfly chicken. That's the same thing.
Do you keep the spine in?
No.
So you take the spine out?
What?
Because apparently spatchcocking...
Right.
Yeah.
Makes the... Because you said the crown is really dry, but that makes the bird a lot more moist.
Right.
Does it?
I haven't done a lot of spatchcocking, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, Riggs.
You've been missing out.
But if there's any people who own a restaurant listening, I can actually cook, even though I'm not entirely sure right now what a spatchcocking is.
But you went on MasterChef Professionals, and that'd be the first challenge. You'd be ruined.
Spatchcock this cow.
Well, I'm sort of blagging my chef career. Like the first time I ever made an omelette, I was working for my chef agency. They paid me £16 an hour.
Do you have any real credentials when you joined?
Any cooking qualifications?
No. So I started off washing up, and then
I can't believe that you have said that you will cater my wedding.
As long as you don't want anything spatchcocky, we're all good, I think.
Or turkey.
Yeah, I want the whole thing spatchcocked.
I want the... Can you spatchcock this cake for me, the wedding cake?
I want to be spatchcocked on my wedding day.
Yeah.
Riggs is just relying on the fact no one knows what it means, so it can mean exactly what you present. Yeah. It's like, this is it, actually.
Because I work for agency, I quite often... I do like a lot of the sort of veg prep and stuff like that, or I work on the sort of starter section and stuff, because when you work in a kitchen the kind of kitchen that would spatchcock stuff, they've already spatchcocked it by the time I got there. They're pre-spatchcocked chickens.
You got spatchcock first thing in you the morning do, or not
yeah.
at all?
Yeah, yeah. Before breakfast.
I'm going to...
What I should have done is I should have Googled it and then told you it as if I already knew what it was.
And then immediately spatchcocked a mince pie.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that... my in-laws spatchcock the turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in a place with them where you can give that kind of feedback? Are you? Not that your Christmas dinner's been shit up until now, but I've got a technique where you can make your turkey not dry. Do you want to hear it?
I will come to your house if you spatchcock your turkey. If you don't, you're not seeing your grandchildren.
I've never heard the word spatchcock so often in my life.
I'm enjoying that so much.
It's a brilliant
it's
word.
So yeah. Much.
Cock back.
There's yeah. something about the way Esther says it as well.
It's the Essex accent.
It's delightful. I want it as my ringtone.
Spatchcock.
Right.
It does sound like some kind of
deviant practice.
It?
I've completely lost sight of why I'm doing this.
when you do that, what balls are you looking at?
She's not. She's making up. It's just for the sound.
Oh, for the sound. Okay, cool.
No, this is all completely random.
You need to get one of these for Christmas engraved, like a silver one with Comedy yeah. Arcade on it.
I've got a couple of them in different places. There's well, one in we'll, Cardiff.
We'll all chip in. We'll get Riggs a coat and you, yeah. and you a little ball thing. Hamster wheel.
Yeah, we've got a Patreon. I've got one Patreon subscriber. So maybe, Yay. You know, I can invest that money. Something new.
Should do a shout out to them if they're the only one.
Yeah. Do you know their name?
No.
No.
Shout out to the listener.
Thank you so much. One listener.
Is it Dean Gaffney?
big if true.
Oh my God. If Dean Gaffney can follow me, that's all I want in life. All I've ever
this this, this clip's going it's this going directly into him. Dean Gaffney's DMs.
All I want for Christmas is Dean Gaffney.
That's beautiful.
I never knew I got a point had a crush on him until
it's weird when
now.
That happens. I felt like that. I had a dream that Matt from Busted was my boyfriend and I was not interested in him at
is
all.
Is he the one that looks like a baby?
He's the youngest. He's a cheeky chappy for sure. But we had such a lovely like relationship in my dream that I just feel really fond about yeah. him now. I see him on time. I'm like, happens, it's my boyfriend, it? Matt.
I once
he dreamt, doesn't know.
I once dreamt that I was going out with Terry Waite and I felt so happy. I was like, you know, it's like just some old man. I was like, I really don't want to go out with him. And when I woke up, I was so relieved. So glad that I'm not.
I had an extremely vivid dream that I was married to Donald Trump.
How vivid?
And like not like sexual vivid, but I just the level of embarrassment I felt at every moment in that dream.
Yes.
It was like palpable. It was from toes to the top of my head. I was cringing at everything. It didn't even have to do anything. Just I would just remember that I'd married him. I was like, why are the money? Yes. Okay. Carry on.
Would you take a surname? Jen Trump. Jen Trump is someone who definitely works in HR. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jen Trump. And I'll be sorting out all your P60s. Jen Trump is really efficient.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She knows what she's doing.
The opposite of me, then.
Yeah.
Right, what's She'd the worst thing you've ever won? We must move Sorry. Away from spatchcocking. Yeah, worst thing you've ever won. Your shittest prize. Prize. A cupcake from Dean Gaffney.
I mean, I didn't even enter that competition and I won that. Yeah.
I mean, that's the best thing you've won.
Well, the worst thing I won was, it's actually a really good prize, but it's not really a prize because it was an auction and I was very, very drunk.
Okay.
And it was just the other day.
Brilliant.
And I got so, because I, right. Backstory is I'm a huge fan of Bargain Hunt and I watch it every day. And I went to a big charity event and the auctioneer was Charlie Ross from Bargain Hunt. Mm. And somehow I'd drunk that much wine and I was sat next to one of Liberty X and I was showing off a bit.
Which one?
Michelle.
Oh, the good one.
The good one.
Who else was there in Liberty X?
I think there was Marlene one called Clark? Jessica.
No, that's PSA.
Someone called Jessica?
Yes, there's a Jessica because yeah. she's married to Kevin Peterson, I think.
Hang on.
So she's doing all right.
Who? What did they sing, Liberty X?
Work just a little.
It a little bit. Oh, that's just
okay.
Yeah.
So there were only four of them, was there?
Yeah, there were two. I think there were two boys.
Two boys, two girls. Or was the no, there's three girls. There's three girls.
Yeah, three girls.
And what did Hearsay sing?
Pure and simple, I'll be there for you.
Pure okay. and simple, gonna be there.
And there was a little one called Kim, wasn't there, in that one?
Yep.
Right. Yep. Who, yeah, went on to Coronation Street.
Yep, there's Kim, Mylene. I'm better at this. I'm better at here, so Kim, Mylene, Michelle? I want to say Michelle.
I want to say there's a Michelle in most bands.
No.
The blonde one.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of Hannah from S Club 7.
Oh, I'm
no.
Being
and then there was...
Johnny Chantel was in it for a while.
For a while he was, yeah. But it was...
Is he married to Lisa Scott Lee?
He is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live in Dubai. They've got a theatre school.
Because she had to give up pop if she didn't get to number one for a reality TV show. And she didn't. And it's the best and worst thing you'll ever see. It's on YouTube.
Totally Scott Lee.
Totally Scott Lee. Yeah. You must watch it.
Yes.
It's so bad.
What? They made her give up pop?
She said, if this single doesn't make it, I'm going to give up pop music. And it didn't make it. And it was all filmed.
What a terrible... Yeah. It was a strong bet anyway.
It was
a strong bet. Anyway, I was at the charity auction.
With Michelle.
The best one out of Liberty.
If you are on YouTube and you want funny stuff as well, there is... She was on The Apprentice.
Yes.
And she unveiled a car and she fell over it again. Sometimes I watch it when I'm sad. I'm sorry, Michelle.
Michelle.
it's in my top five clips of people falling over.
There is a lot.
Because I have five.
Yeah,
I have five.
Which ones are the other ones?
There's one on YouTube.
Gemma Collins
and Falling in the Hole. That's the best one ever of all time.
I remember watching Pop World and it was... It was Peter Andre's comeback, and he's wearing these really big like silver sunglasses, and he fell down the stairs into the crowd and on Pop. Do you know when they did T4 on the beach? It was T4 on the beach, and his glasses, they fell down just, but they didn't fall off his face, but they just fell down, so they were just like here, and he was still singing. It was Insania. Do you remember the song Insania?
Everyone put your hands up in the air.
No, that's Flavor.
Oh.
I'm not sure if I'm proud of that.
He sounded really angry.
We're really taking
that.
It back to the early 2000s pop.
Yeah. Right.
There was a TV presenter once, it was like a quiz show, and you know, and they run on from the side and you go, hello, but he carried on sliding and just stood on the side. And I said to God,
there's also second for me to Gemma Collins falling in the hole was one of Jedward breaking his ankle. Carrying on. Oh, it was insane.
What a hero.
Yeah.
They are my heroes.
That's just talking about memes. You can't see them. We're just laughing.
So, I got very drunk and I got very excited. And my friend was sitting with me, who's a visual artist, and he'd put something into the auction. And he kept telling me how much this piece was worth. And he was like, oh, it's worth more than that. £6,000, it's worth more than that. Seven.
Oh my God.
It's worth more than that. And I just got excited. And I thought, there's a lot of extremely actually rich people in this crowd. Someone will pick up the
They'll
slack.
Help
I'm,
me
just,
out.
I'm just boosting the thing.
Like you do on eBay sometimes to help people out. They're like, can you bid
never
on
take
it? It's
that
like, no,
risk.
I've already bought it.
I took the risk and ended up paying £10,000 for a piece.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful and it's an investment. And it's by Nat Bowen, who is an amazing artist. And it'll be worth a lot more in the future. And it's going to look great in my living room. And I'm going to keep telling myself that. But
oh my God.
And I've never seen anyone sweeping as fast with the card machine.
Who's got a card? Well, you're doing well.
Just dropping £10,000 on a paper on a whim.
I thought you were saying that, Jen.
And it's contactless.
You can't even afford a
card. I'm just like... Just
how the other half live in
£2.50 you made on that gig. Yeah.
I can't believe someone's paying you £2.50.
They paid me a fiver because I didn't have change. And then he said, oh, I guess I'll just have to pay you £5 then.
Yes, you will.
That's just rude.
Oh, that's very rude.
What's the worst thing you've ever won?
I never win anything.
Go to charity auction, bid £10,000.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
Thing got thrown out because the card machine refuses it.
Yeah, £10,000.
It's contactless.
You can't just spend £10,000 on your card, can you?
You can.
Can
it turns out.
Oh, wow.
I've got photographic
evidence.
Were
you really hoping that wasn't going to go through?
I was hoping.
Maybe Jenny's got one of them magic cards that only rich people have.
I've got a photo which I made my friend take.
You're wiping your tears with the receipt.
I was.
£10,000 picture that your mate had done.
Yeah. I'd be framing the receipt, put it next to the point.
I'd be really angry at your friend.
Yeah. There it is. £10,000 on the card machine.
Bloody hell. And that was for charity, though. So that money.
That is about a third of a powered wheelchair for a disabled child.
Oh,
so.
There we are then.
So a wheelchair's £30,000.
That's so expensive.
That's so expensive.
Yep. You can buy like a proper like a car for that. Like
that's insane.
That is wild, isn't it?
But that's insane because how are people supposed to afford it? Oh well, then you did the right thing.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But also,
what she needed to hear.
I'm going to need to explain it to my accountant.
Charity work. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask if it's offsettable. Yeah, can I charitable donation? Oh, but you got a painting as well. Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
Maybe you can contribute your fee. Just like waive your fee for 10 grand's worth of work. Like, you give me this money back, I'll come to a couple of events. Look yeah, like I'm go. Having a good time.
We'll figure it out.
So you haven't won anything?
I think I won a toolkit once, which is not very useful for me.
Why would you enter for it?
Because this is what happens. When you have children, you end screw up going to raffles. A lot of fates where the prizes are just crap that other people don't want. So yes. You end up just coming home with a lot of Gloria Honeyford autobiographies and toolkits. And
Gloria.
And a lot of china plates with members of the royal family on it. And you just bring it all home and go, I've just spent 50 quid today. Mm. I mean, not 10 grand, but I've spent 50 quid and come away with a lot
same
of money.
Vibe, though.
It is the same vibe same because energy. I love a tombola.
Yeah.
So I probably would have spent, if it could have gone up to that level, I probably would have spent 10 grand on a tombola and come away with a load of Gloria Honeyford autobiographies.
It's always Gloria Honeyford.
I won a bottle of Pomaine at a church fete.
What's Pomaine?
It used to be that like a high-end... Like a sparkling cider, but in a champagne-style bottle.
Oh. Yeah.
And there was no date on it, and there are no alcohol units on it, so it is so old.
It's essentially Lambrini.
I tweeted the Magnus Museum to try and date it, and even they didn't know when they last produced it. So that's been in someone's house. That's someone's, like, nana's house.
You should be able to, like, put that in the wine cellar, you know, they lay it down, or whatever they call it.
I keep taking it from house to house in case someday it's worth something, but it's never going to be, is it?
It doesn't sound like a very good museum.
It's cider.
Again, I'll Google it. What's
I don't know anything.
Pomaine.
Pomaine.
How do you spell that?
P-O-M-A-I-N-E.
Yeah. A lot of Googling going on during
there
this podcast.
There is a lot of Googling. Riggs, what's my world? One?
I don't tend to win very much stuff, I'll be honest with you.
Did you win the Ding Dong Gong Show?
Not yet. No, maybe later. But... I've won some stuff at my kids' primary school fete, but up north, a lot of alcohol-based things. And they had a beer tent as well, which I thought was kind of wild for a primary school.
You put your kids in proper coats, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I can't afford my own coat.
Of children.
They can't move for coats.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Esther's not Googling, she's calling.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just seeing if Pomaine goes out of date.
Calling Childline.
Probably. No, they're fully closed. I mean, I thought I was until I came here. But I haven't won very much stuff, no.
Not nothing.
Oh. Nothing, no. I've won a couple of little plastic comedy trophies.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah.
That's what a reward for good work.
The Cav one.
Not the Cav one. I want to say a couple, I mean one. And it was...
Rising Star?
It was a whole lot of comedy in Surbiton. I think it's quite kind of newish compared to the other ones. Okay. But look, and it's on my mantelpiece.
Oh. Yeah. That's a proper prize. That's not a bad thing to win at all. Yeah. That's all your hard work is starting to pay off.
Yeah.
And once you learn the mastery of spatchcocking, then the sky is the limit.
Yeah. Good.
Well, on that note, that is the end.
I like smooth endings. Can I just say, on the basis of weddings, I did go to a wedding where literally the lights just went up at like bang on 5 o'clock and a man just came to the microphone and went, the wedding is over, please leave. And we're like, oh.
5 p.m. as
get,
well.
Get your coats and leave. And we're all like, oh, right, and we just got ushered out.
One thing that was mad about that wedding that Barry came from, the best man, when he was doing his speech, he told the people who come to the wedding that their seating plan was based on the level of wedding gift they bought. And he
in charge of
so he said the name,
no,
said the gift, and he was like, well, that's why you're sat at the back.
How do you know what gifts people have given on the day though?
I don't know. That he was just going down.
He must have gone through the
registry.
I guess so. Yeah. That was his whole thing. Yeah, it was part of his speech.
You just bought a spoon. Yeah. You don't get a spoon.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I've never seen that before. I've never seen that before.
No, I'm a member of a Facebook group about wedding shaming, and that goes on mostly not in the UK because we're a bit less reliant on the wedding gift thing. But it was, I think everybody should spend a bare minimum of £1,000 on my wedding present. It's my day.
No, it's absolute bullshit. Yeah. A gift is a gift. If someone can only afford a fiver, it's like, well, that's you've decided to host an event, so they're your guests. Yeah. Treat them like guests.
And it's probably been expensive to actually go to the wedding.
Yeah,
you're getting taxes. You're buying drinks, you've got a nice outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've probably had to get childcare. That's my wedding gift to you.
Don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
No. Don't be a cunt.
Yeah.
Well,
the basis for life.
Don't be a cunt. While I am
got
doing the maths
swear.
On, we got ourselves a swear there, didn't we? In the biggest swear. We were doing
the biggest,
so
that,
well.
That was
we
that so was a well. Strong wedding present you got there. If you managed to get a big swear in.
I can't be doing with it.
Esther just keeps glancing over at the score. Secretly competitive Esther.
I don't think I gave a wedding story.
I never win.
Did you win the last Christmas
no, you
special?
Was, you no, you started your wedding won. Story. No. Yeah. You're a wedding singer and then we didn't get to it because you got me railed by Esther's Dean Gaffney fantasy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was happy to be part of that. It's better than my... I was actually going to tell you about my...
Come on then.
No, it's not a wedding I was at. A relative of mine got married before I knew her. And it was out at a, there's a place in, it's near Preston, it's called Guy's Thatched Village.
Oh.
And it's a collection of old ramshackle buildings with restaurants and bars inside, and she'd had her wedding reception there. And because it was kind of out in the sticks, she'd organised a coach to get there, to get people there and back.
Hostages.
So,
you can't leave on your own accord. I hate those
You know, they were leaving on the hour and half hour kind of thing to get them back to civilization. And about half past 10 or something, the coach pulled out of the car park and lit up a tree that was in the middle of the car park where the best man and the chief bridesmaid were And it fully lit up by the headlights, and everybody in the coach got a right eyeful.
Oh, a dinner and a show.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
I think the driver knew.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah. I'd do that. Yeah.
Dinner and a show.
What, you do the bridesmaid up again?
I'd announce it on the little intercom thing. I'd be like, look out the window on your left, you'll see the best man.
It's a safari.
Yeah.
Covering your kids' eyes.
The Lancashire Safari.
It's natural. It's all natural. Riggs, where can we find you? I'm going to do the maths on the point, so it won't take long.
Just keep typing Riggs into social media until my name, my face pops up. Probably won't know what I look like, but...
be the one with the spatchcock.
The cold-looking one.
He's not wearing a coat.
Oversized, thin clothing.
Yeah.
Is his speciality.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where you'll find me, Instagram and Twitter. Not Facebook, because I don't want random people on Facebook sending me requests.
Because the legions of people that take immediate action after they listen to my podcast.
They're all running to Patreon.
Straight there to join my one other. It's their loss. The benefits are fantastic.
You really need to learn this person's name, though, to give them a shout
out.
They're
getting more and more elaborate. Because obviously no one needs them. So I'm like, yeah, I'll take you to Vegas. We'll have a nice time. No one's paid attention. Esther Manito. So we can see you on Live at the Apollo soon. What date have you got? Do you know?
15th of December.
Yay!
It won't be usurped by football like Scott Bennett's was. We're all like poised to watch it.
I know. I wondered what that was about when people kept posting. Because I was gigging that night and I was like, oh, Scott's would have been on. And then I went on Facebook and I just saw lots of posts of people going about, which team was it?
It was like Bolton Wanderers and someone else.
Like, Stockport.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've like, and I couldn't work out what they meant. And then I realised, oh, they've had to reschedule the time.
Yeah. Everybody was really cheated up about it.
I think that he got his whole family around and like his like nan and stuff all.
Oh, yeah. Scott.
Oh, dear. Oh. So on behalf of Bolton Wanderers, I'm very sorry.
So 15th of December, we can watch you on the telly.
Watch me on the teller. On the teller.
I'm so excited. You looked amazing as well.
Thanks. I did look a little bit like a musketeer, though.
I don't think so.
I thought so.
Well, we'll all think so now.
That was what I was going for, actually.
Let us be the judge.
But not enough women look like 17th century fighters.
No.
So that's what I went for.
Good.
Yeah.
And you're Esther Manito on the socials?
I am.
Got any gigs? Got any tours coming up? You at Leicester Comedy?
No.
Oh.
When's Leicester?
February.
Oh, no. I don't think I'm doing that. No.
Too big for it now, since she's been on the telly.
No. I'll just be gearing up for it.
She missed the Aventatron.
No, I genuinely can't think if I've got anything exciting. I don't think I have.
Is your next step thing out now?
No, I just pre-approved the edit, so that will be out soon.
Yay!
Yay. Oh, I've got something coming out on Channel 4 Online.
Okay.
So that should be out in a week or so. That's just a little pilot, so watch that.
Well,
excellent.
You've got it all happening.
It's all, okay. It's all going on. About it's all all going this. On.
I like it.
Yeah, she's just too cool. She's like, oh, yeah, it's just something on Channel 4. Yeah.
No. No.
We're in a porter cabin. Eat your mince pies with bruised and frozen hands.
I know, the poorest person has brought the mince pies. Can't even afford a coat. You get the snacks.
And Jenny, what are you doing at the moment? Preparing for your next Edinburgh Fringe run?
Trying to pay off that painting, I feel like.
I'm going to be recording a lot of episodes of The Chase in an effort to make up for that.
Is that how it works? Artwork. Does the roster go round?
Basically, we have to then fight each other. You've got a 1 in 6 chance of seeing me any weeknight at 5 p.m. on ITV1, and I was supposed to be doing Panto, but that's been cancelled. So another reason I really shouldn't have been spending that much money on anything.
What were you?
I was going to be Glinda in The Wizard of Oz.
That's which, a really good role.
But the thing is, in Pantos I've done before, I've always been the villain, and it's a hoop. Yeah, kind of the lame role is the fairy, like the good one. So hopefully I'll be back in Panto action next year, and I will probably be Carabosse and wear some big horns, because I'm typecast. That's my only Panto role I've ever done. Over and again, just harassing Sleeping Beauty and kidnapping princes, that's really what I do in real life anyway. There should be a documentary about it. Actually, one of my really exciting things is that I'm going to be on a Celebrity Antiques road trip with my good friend and podcast co-host Lucy Porter. We do Fingers on Buzzers podcast together, all about quizzing, and we got to do it. And you can see how hay fever really affects me.
Okay, that is something to look forward to.
That's the 10th of December. That's coming up.
Have you been on Pointless yet?
As if they'd let me on Pointless.
Why wouldn't they let you on Pointless?
I don't know. I think Osman's got an agenda.
Yeah. You'd replace him. He's seen it.
Yeah, he's replaceable.
He's seen the future in it. It's genuine.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't even switch his laptop on. Real.
It's fake.
It's fake.
Fake news.
This is...
Sits there pretending he's some kind of sideman when he owned the whole of Endemol.
Oh, I'm just a sidekick behind a desk.
It's like Taskmaster, isn't it?
The power behind the throne.
Torn writes it and gets all the money.
I did. I did see Alex Horn in a corridor the other week. He was doing Celebrity Pointless, and I was furious about that.
Is he little?
I was walking down the corridor, and I saw my colleague Mark was talking to somebody in the corridor, and it was a tall gentleman, because Mark is a very tall gentleman. And as I walked past the turn, it was Alex Horn. I thought, that's weird.
Hello.
That's freaked me out, because, I thought you were tall, even compared to 6 foot seven Mark. That's very weird. Mark was already asking if he could be on Taskmaster, so I didn't get my chance to do that.
You'd be great on it.
I would either be amazing or terrible. I feel like I'd be a bit Victoria Coren Mitchell. I'm very, very competitive. I watch Taskmaster with my parents, and we have to pause it after they announce each task and work out what the rules are and how I would bend them. I'm going to subvert this.
Well, on that note, the competitive note, Essie, you're the winner.
Yes! I've played this 1,000 times. And I prepare so much. Finally, I've won something.
But it was very close. You were the loser, Riggs. Sorry about that.
It was basically the bonus points down to the way you say spatchcock.
Yeah.
When we realised that you were a fraud of a chef,
I know.
Just stopped recording
points. Honestly, I thought the mince pie, I thought I wouldn't even have to say anything.
You didn't even bake them yourself.
Yeah, that's a
call yourself a chef.
Too. Yeah.
I know. You didn't even bring some baked ones. I mean, to be fair, I did only tell you about this yesterday. But
yeah, that's true.
That has been Comedy Arcade. Thank you so much for playing. Thank you to my listener.
And a shout out to Dean Gaffney.
Shout out to Dean Gaffney. Yeah, can't wait to see you marry Esther. And
I don't know if I want to marry him now. I want him spatchcocked.
I mean, that's quite different, I think.
Live at the Apollo Comedian threatens Dean Gaffney with spatchcocking.
It's a very medieval. It's actually what a musketeer would have done.
Yeah.
See?
It's a punishment.
Yeah.
See?
Right. We were all free to go. Let's get in the warm.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.